Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KNSS. Stephen, 10 in the morning here on 1330 KNSS. Friday the 13th. Three big things. Kansas City Water Park will demolish the Verrocht water slide on which a boy died in 2016. They'll begin demolishing after Labor Day. Fireworks on Capitol Hill as FBI agent grilled about his possible political bias. There was a pretty good grilling going on there. Woman drowns in home swimming pool in Andover. She's discovered by a resident. Efforts to revive her obviously failed. That's in Andover. Three big things with Steve and Ted.
Stalled out vehicle causing a traffic hazard. Southbound I-235 close to 13th Street. So southbound I-235 around 13th between there and Zoot Boulevard. Watch out for that stalled out vehicle. Potential traffic hazard in high traffic volume times. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and hot today with a high of 98 degrees. Yesterday's high was 99. 20% chance for rain tonight. Overnight low 76. Then on Saturday, we're looking for a 30% chance for afternoon rain. Tomorrow's high, 97 degrees. Now partly cloudy. We've got a south wind at 7 miles per hour and 74 degrees. 7:45 now with Steve and Ted. KNSS Weather is brought to you by the Monarch, voted one of the best bourbon bars in America by the Bourbon Review. Located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, the Monarch. It is 7:45 now in London. It's about 1:45 p.m. It's in the afternoon, and all the reporters are lined up and ready to cover this news conference that is supposed to start now with President Trump and British Prime Minister Theresa May. These things traditionally don't start on time. So we were hoping the British would be a little more punctual about things. But so far, the President and the Prime Minister have not made an appearance there in London. The President Trump on a big trip this week, Ted, going to several countries in Europe. And, of course, they had meetings with the folks at NATO going on this week. And
major outing.
Generating a lot of news and a lot of attention there. And it's all going to conclude. I believe it's Monday. He's going to have a meeting with the Russian leader, Mr. Putin.
Yeah, that's going to Finland.
Yeah, and so that's going to be important to see what those two, how that exchange goes. The president has said he's going to talk to to Putin about the possible tampering of elections here in the
U.S.
One
of the many issues that U.S. and Russia have to talk about.
It's interesting. So what's Putin going to say? No, we didn't do that. Or, oh, yeah, we did. So what? But anyway, that's up to the president when he's sitting down and talking with Putin. Again, we're waiting on a news conference with President Trump and the Prime Minister of Great Britain, the United Kingdom, Theresa May. That's in London, and they are still waiting for them to come to the microphones. Detaining immigrant children in the U.S. has become a $1 billion business.
Really?
That's right. The Associated Press has done an analysis and found that Health and Human Services grants for shelters, foster care, and other child welfare services for detained, unaccompanied, and separated children soared from $74.5 million in 2007 to $958 million in 2017.
So this is just children only.
Yeah.
This doesn't even count adults.
Currently, more than 11,800 children from a few months old to 17 are housed in nearly 90 facilities in 15 states.
Wow.
All right, while we're waiting for the news conference, let's check a look on stocks. Stocks ended today in the green Thursday.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 224 points at 24,924. The NASDAQ Composite moves to a record high, up 107 points at 7823. The S&P 500 gained 24 at 2798. And we saw record closes for Amazon, Facebook, Microsoft, and Google. We also saw Visa hit a new high as well. on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. Nicole Petalides, Fox News.
All right, Ted, the overwhelming response to a sale event at Build-A-Bear Workshops prompted the retailer to shut down long lines outside stores across the U.S. and Canada. Crowds waiting outside the stores well before opening time Thursday. And the retailer announced before noon it was cutting off lines and not accepting more customers due to crowds and safety concerns from local authorities. Build-A-Bear announced its Pay Your Age event earlier this week. Customers who showed up at the stores can pay their current age for popular stuffed animals. I'm presuming the age of their child and not the age of the adult, but it was a mess. The crowds going everywhere.
All right. Well, you were just talking yesterday about a promotion you did where you offered gasoline at 90% off and people lined up, created a problem, and this is pretty much the same deal.
Hey, let's
90% off. People will line up for it.
All right, we have a couple of people coming to the podium right now, but that is not the president. So let's go ahead and check in with Bill Roy. He's talking about support for a local business project. Bill, what's that all about?
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, it's the big story in the weekly edition. We asked some Wichita business leaders why they feel it's important to invest in Project Wichita. The organizers say they have more than 90 companies, organizations, nonprofits, and local government entities signed up as Project Wichita supporters. Most of them, like the Wichita Business Journal, paid $5,000 to show support. Jason Cox of Cox Machine says his company supports Project Wichita because it's making an effort to consider everyone's needs and is developing a vision that supports Wichita's growth. Rachel Lang of Lang Real Estate says it's action-driven and won't end up like other efforts, just a lot of talk. This week's top 25 list, assisted living facilities ranked by number of residents. Carrington at Cherry Creek at the top, 109, followed by KMH, Evita Rolling Hills, Catholic Care Center, and the Oxford Grand. Larksfield Place moved from number 12 to number 7. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
All right, Bill. Today is National French Fry Day. I'm sure you're going to celebrate that somehow.
Absolutely.
There are many varieties of this classic food, also known as chips, fries, finger chips, or French fried potatoes. There are deep fried potatoes, common fixtures at fast food restaurants that are loved by adults and kids alike. Mm. French fries. How do you like your fries? What do you put on your fries, Bill?
Well, just salt usually. Yeah. Sometimes I'll put some ketchup on there, but just salt. Love those either crinkle cuts that are cooked right or those steak fries.
Oh yeah, those are the good. And Ted, you got anything on here on a French fry day?
Best fries in town. Anything?
Yeah. Anybody?
Ooh man,
I'm going to vote for Barnard's.
Barnard's are wonderful.
Those are fantastic.
I don't think I've tried theirs. I like Fizz. They put on a great friend.
Red Fizz, Robin. They give you those dipping sauces.
Yeah, Red Robin China sends that kind of thing, too.
Dempsey's gives you nice dipping sauces for the fry. That's good stuff.
Yeah. My wife said when she was a teenager working in her relative's hamburger stand, they had to peel 100 pounds of fresh potatoes every day.
Mm.
That was a local
That's
deal.
That's a lot of work.
A local deal, yeah. All right, guys, it's 7:51 with Steve and Ted, and we're waiting here at the start of the news conference. Let's go ahead and take a break and see what happens next. It's Steve and Ted. It's 7:52 here on a Friday morning.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.